Welcome to the Sales Squared Podcast, your destination for leveling up in sales, marketing, and business development.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Join us to hear real entrepreneurs with real experiences, engaging with real experts from the world of sales, business, and entrepreneurship. And now for another Sales Squared Value Bomb.
Episode number 5, Scotty boy.
Number 5.
How
far already?
Yeah, so number 5 of Lounge Hours. We've got a new addition, which is Scott's lovely t-shirt to begin with.
Repping the Southwestern.
Repping his Southwestern consulting
very,
t-shirt.
Very nice material, very finely printed. The guys at SWC did a great job.
Been after that for a while, haven't you?
I have. Yeah. I'm going to frame it when I'm done with my days inside, which will be never. But yeah, number 5 already.
Number 5 of the Sales Squared Lounge Hours, and we've noticed recently some questions coming in regarding not just sales, but entrepreneurship in general, and more importantly, the subject of university. And does it make sense to go to university? What are the benefits? What are the drawbacks? And myself and Scott have both been to university, and we've got our own opinions on this. We've got our own feelings around the subject. Yeah. So today we're just going to have an analysis really of our experience at university. Was it worth it? Has it contributed to where we're at today in terms of running a successful business? And if we could go back in time, would we actually go to university at all, or would we decide to do something else?
Yeah, it's big questions, real big questions. And I mean, let's start from the start. I mean,
start from the start. I mean, for me, it's obviously the answer to this question is going to be different for every person, right? And I know that's not what everyone wants to hear, but in reality, university is a very individual decision. But what I do think is wrong is that too many people are going to university when they probably shouldn't be, right? And I might even put myself into one of these people. And really, the big thing is about university and modern day life is we're told by everyone, right? It's the right thing to do is work hard in school,
yeah,
go to sixth form, go to college, and go to uni, and then everyone's going to be super proud of you, right? But I just think it's a little bit flawed in terms of people's long-term goals. And I'll give you an example, right? There's a ton of people who I went to university with, and the other day I was on LinkedIn and just having a little look at my old university, people I went to university with, and just to check in, see how they're doing and whatnot, see what they're up to. And a lot of them working in sales, which is great, but I don't think that you need to go to university to work in sales. They don't teach you much about sales in university. It's one of those things where you need experience, right? So did they need to go to uni for that? Probably not. Some of them are working in cafes. They're running cafes. Nothing wrong with that at all, but probably didn't need to go to uni to work in a cafe.
Yeah.
Even if you want to be a manager or whatever, you can work your way up. So I think in terms of the academic side of things, and do people really need to go to uni to learn what they want to, for me, we live in a world where information is everywhere, right?
Yeah.
We can go online, we can take online courses. Me and Scott took a copywriting course and by John Carlton, and that was amazing, right? And we learned so much from that, and for me, I learned more from that than I did at any module I ever took.
Let me jump in there, like, what I've learned in that, those 12 hours or 15 hours of the course, just blew away anything I learned at uni. I think, you know, my uni experience myself, it was fun. For everyone who knew me at uni, it was a fun experience, right? And I think, going back to the start at A-levels, I've always had this sort of belief in myself that university was the right path, you know, getting those A-levels, getting the qualifications, the natural progression from sixth form is to uni. Right. But if I could turn back the clock now and put myself in my 18-year-old shoes, would I have gone to uni? It's a hard decision.
It is hard.
Because there's benefits and
there's like, I think the first thing you got to know about uni is it's going to be a lot of fun, right? You're going to meet cool people, you're going to spend a lot of time partying probably, or drinking or whatever, depending on where you go and what you get involved with and whatnot. But I think a lot of people cloud their judgment after they go and they're like, oh, I had so much fun, I did this, I did that. But in reality, it's what, like, in the UK at least, it's about 10 grand a year to go to uni. I think it was a bit cheaper for you because you went in Wales.
Yeah, cheers, Welsh government. Subsidised that.
So that's good for you. But I know for me, it was, I think it cost something like, by the time I finished with everything, like student loan and all that, it was like 40 grand, right? Jeez. And could I, for 40 grand, I could have had quite a lot of fun, right? I could have gone travelling. I could have done some cool stuff with that. So I think that argument could be like, I mean, you can meet cool people anywhere, really. You don't have to go to university for that.
Well, that's one of the things, right? Because even though you are there for an educational reason, you spend, well, myself anyway, you know, well over 3/4 of my time not in lectures.
Yeah.
So my whole university experience was defined by the people I hung out with. And those 4 years, I failed my first year, by the way, just completely lost it. But those 4 years, the people I met within those 4 years shaped my experience. And when I look back at those 4 years now, yes, it was fun. Yes, I made great people. Yes, I made the right connections to be where I am now. But in terms of the cost, in terms of what I actually physically, tangibly learned, I wouldn't go there.
So let's start with that. Let's start with the education side of it. Should you go to uni to get educated? I would say yes, if you go to like Oxford or Cambridge or computer school or Harvard or somewhere where you need, somewhere either where you get the amazing top lecturers in the world, like top entrepreneurs and whatnot, coming in and being able to firstly network with them, because you can probably find that information online or wherever it is, but you will get some good information from those schools, I'm sure. Or the other side is if you're doing something very practical, like programming or something like that. Again, though, I think that argument it doesn't stand, because you can literally find anything online.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess, but the only kind of counter argument I give there is like doctors and nurses, like where medical degrees is really important.
Yeah.
You need to have that knowledge to be able to sort people out. That's my only sort of argument for that. But like Cameron said, right, if you want to do programming or software development, or, you know, learn how to become an engineer, you know, you do need the base level, but everything you need is like in books, courses online.
That's true. It is. And even your university lectures, right? I don't know about you, but for mine, they're like, you can show up or you can just do it online, and we'll send you all the slides and all the information you need. And I just don't think, if you're looking to go to university to learn about a specific subject, you're much better off getting a job in the area where you want to work, roughly. Even if it's, you want to work in marketing, just work in a business, see how the marketing works from that regard, and then get into that. Or just research. Like, there's a million books out there. There's a million online courses. So much information on Google and anywhere you go, right?
True.
So all of this information. And I think the reason why everyone thinks they should go to uni is because, like, if you think about it, it's usually your parents or like the older generation saying, oh, you need to go to university. So me and Scott are 24 now, we're 25. And so we're in that age, and especially anyone who's listening who's around our age or a bit younger, their generation above them are going to be saying, yeah, university is the right thing to do, because in their day it wasn't possible to get all of this information from online sources, from online courses. Even like books weren't as accessible. Like, you couldn't just order a book online. You have to go to the library or bookstore and search for the individual book. So
traditional,
so much harder to get information, to learn information. So the normal thing to do was, find a field where you want to work in and go and study it at university, because that's the only place where you can get that information. Now that just isn't true at all. In fact, I've learned 100 times more from reading books and watching YouTube videos than I ever did at university.
It's crazy, isn't it? The flipping how learning is delivered.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty visual learner myself. Like, I like looking at PowerPoints, I like watching video, but one thing I will give to going to uni, at least you get to rub shoulders with professors and people who have an acclaimed status in their field. So being able to have their time and ask questions after the lecture. I can see value in that.
Yeah.
I can see value in that.
But I think there's value in that if you go to a decent uni. So like, you went to a pretty decent uni.
Swansea.
It's alright. I went to a pretty crappy university. I went to Worcester, so it's not the best. But the reason I went there is because there was the chance to go to Paris for a year, which that was a much better university there, and there was some pretty cool lecturers and entrepreneurs and stuff who came in and did like guest sessions and stuff. So that if you go into a university like that where it's going to be top lecturers, people who done a lot in their careers, and I know a lot of lecturers now are like people who have actually worked in the field and then they go into uni, then yes, I think that's like a benefit, right? But it's only what you make of it. Like, there's a million people who have been to university, been lectured by top people, had like people who probably went on to start really cool businesses or get really good jobs in the future, and they didn't make the most of the networking. They just maybe hung around in like a tight-knit little group who they went out drinking with or whatever, and they didn't make that full experience of networking real for them. It's a wasted opportunity, right?
Another thing, yeah, absolutely. And another thing that I just thought of when I was there, I didn't see that money go through to... So the government would have subsidized my degree and I would still have to later in life pay back my maintenance loan, but I never saw that money. So I didn't consciously think, oh my God, I'm actually spending 8-9 grand a year. Someone else was paying for it, right? I was just focused on having fun. So one tip, if you are going to uni, like, there's nothing wrong with that, just bear in mind that if you have an end goal that's related to a profession, like a doctor, vet's a good one, just have a word with yourself every now and again, go, yeah, it's great to have fun and personally grow, which we can come on to, but just remember you are paying for that. The government certainly slaps some interest on you as well. So you're going to pay double for
like the prices now are just ridiculous, right? That's another thing. Like, it's so inflated because there's so, because people have been indoctrinated, and I would, even myself was one of these people, right? That university is the only path to success. Like, a lot of people think that. They think that the only way to be successful is to go to uni, or the only way I'm going to make my family or my friends proud and take knowledge of me, or take acknowledge me more so, then if I go to uni, it's gonna make it so much easier to be recognized, to work my way up in the career ladder, to become successful. And it's just not true. It's just not true. The amount of losers that are at uni is like quite a lot, right? Especially if you go to like a, even in a good uni, right, there's still people who they're like smart, they're like book smart, but they just waste everything.
No ounce of common sense.
Like no common sense, and those are the kind of people who, you know, they're intelligent, but they're never gonna do much because they don't apply themselves. Right? They might have got good grades in sixth form or whatever and got themselves into uni, but you can't learn the things that you need to learn to be truly successful in business. Especially if you want to be a business owner or even an executive or whatever, just from studying or just from studying at uni, right? You need to get out there and experience and really engage with people, interact with people, and have that experience of communicating, which is really, really important. And just experiencing the way that the world works and the way that business works.
That's a great point. I think One thing I did benefit from uni was the personal growth side of things. So when I had the grades, I had the abundance of choice between going to Cardiff, which is a really good Russell 10, top 10 university, or Swansea. And I deliberately chose Swansea because I wanted to live on my own. I didn't want to be able to live at home, come back to Cardiff, come back. I wanted to live away from home, you know, instead of, not distance myself from my family, but enough distance so I can become independent. And I think when you're certainly running a business, you are very independent, and we've talked about before how lonely it can get, entrepreneurship. So being able to run businesses does come from the independence. So where does that independence come? It comes from the experience. So like what Cameron said, you know, uni isn't all about education, it's about personal growth as well, being able to communicate, to influence, persuade, and yeah, just become the best version of yourself as you can in a social way. Mm-hmm. So key.
That's one benefit, right? Of, I think one for me at least, the major benefit was that whole experience of, you know, you're like 18 and you've lived at home your whole life, and just the experience of having to go out there and take the plunge and like go and meet and interact with people you've literally never met. You don't know anyone, and you've got to build a network and build a circle.
Literally.
Like that is a skill that is definitely very very crucial in whatever you do. But at the same time, I would argue that you can do that in other ways. You can, like, when you go into a job, you've got to do this. You've got to do that kind of stuff. If you go, if you want to travel the world and went to Thailand or something, like, you probably have to do the same, right? So it's really just what you, it is what you make of it.
Yeah,
but
it is.
I mean, if I could go back personally, I know hindsight's a beautiful thing, right? But I could just go back to myself when I was 18, and just have a conversation. Should I go to university? Should I not? To be honest, from where my path has gone and where my career has gone, the answer is probably no.
Mm.
I have to say that. And at the time, I thought that the only way I could be successful is by going to university. But it's just not true, guys.
Yeah.
It's just not true. And especially if you want to be an entrepreneur, be a business owner, you're much, much better off, in my opinion, getting into a working environment and getting into a practical environment, because you're actually going to learn more in that environment than you are in an academic setting, because we actually have all the tools now to learn academically. If you apply yourself outside of the workplace by reading, by doing, as we've said, like, we bought a course for like $500 and it's worth more to us than $9,000's worth of a year's tuition, right? So
absolutely.
Do the math on that. So it really depends what you want, right? It depends what you want. So if you are going after, as Scott said, that doctor or a surgeon or a vet or whatever, of course you need to go to uni for that. But if you're looking to get into business, I would say don't bother. If that's really your goal and you're not looking at the other factors, so if you want to go and network, then fine. If you want to go and have fun for 3 years, then it's an expensive way to do it, but fine. But if you're really serious about launching a career in entrepreneurship in business, at least in the UK, where the prices are so high and the, quite frankly, the teaching is pretty poor from my experience, then yeah, I'd say you're better off just getting into a practical setting.
Yeah, man. I think you got to remember at the end of the day, universities are businesses as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So even though they do say you don't have to attend, that's fine, right? Because the people who do attend will get more one-to-one time with that lecturer, but they still getting paid the same money. They don't care if 30 people show up or 0 people show up.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to collect their checks anyway. So university is a business. But if you're not in the business of understanding where you want to be before you even go to uni, it's just wrong.
Yeah.
I think you should only go to uni if you have a clear plan of achieving something that needs a degree.
Yeah.
I'll be telling my kids, right, when I have kids, your choice is yours. If you want to be a vet, great. If you want to be a business owner, you want to be in marketing and sales, at 16, go and get a sales job.
Yeah.
Literally put yourself.
That's, if I just think to myself, if I got a sales job at 16, I'd be so much further ahead even where we are now. And that's the thing. Like, we live in a time where it is possible to build is, like, we're sitting here now in our joggers and our trainers, and we've made probably $10,000 in contract today. So that's the world we live in from our own apartment, right? So we live in a world where it is possible to achieve what you want to achieve pretty much virtually, in a digital way, and that's something that's never been possible before. So the whole notion of going to university to learn these specific things that you would have had to done like 30 years ago just doesn't apply anymore. You can learn more from all of the resources that we have available, and then you can actually start moving fast and applying things fast and getting that experience, that hands-on experience combined with the knowledge is really what is really what's going to make you that that money and make you successful. So yeah, I mean, if I could go back or if I said to my kids and they wanted, especially if they wanted to go into marketing or sales or something like that, where it is about human communication, then definitely just get out and experience things.
Yeah.
if you want to get into like finance or something, I can see a little bit more why it could be useful to go to university. But at the same time, go and get an apprenticeship, like a finance apprenticeship.
That's a good point, right? Being able to have internships, for example, or apprenticeships, you're learning on the job. I can't stress enough how much experience counts, like if you're trying to get successful. Like, you're going to fail, and you're going to fail hard regardless of what you do. But as long as you're learning from those failures and you're in real time dealing with real people and real challenges, that's going to be worth 10x more to you in the future as opposed to those small wins at the start.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so...
I think, like, we're starting to hammer on uni a little bit now, and I don't want to put anyone off. If they do, if, like, that is what they want to do and they do want to go to uni, there are some benefits, and it is definitely character building because you have all of this temptation to mess about or just spend your whole time going out on nights out. Like, you literally get drunk every night if you want to, and like when you're an 18-year-old, that's quite like an attractive proposition, right?
It was
for all of us it was, but actually having that discipline when you get into the serious stuff, to say someone says, you know, do you want to go out tonight, and you're like, nah, I'm working on this project, I'm working on this piece of work or whatever it is in your uni, then that is actually character building over time. If you can still focus and get a good degree. And even, I'm not saying that the degree is going to get you a job, we'll move on to that in a second, but if you can at least achieve that with all of that temptation around you, then a lot of people don't. A lot of people fail at that hurdle. Like, they can't get over the fact that there's so much temptation. So, like, you can have a lot of fun at university, right?
Yeah, yeah,
you can, like, there's, you know, there's girls, there's there's booze, there's
and drugs.
Like, you can have a lot of fun if you want to, but... In that same coin, if you can have that discipline to say, no, I'm here for a reason, I'm gonna make it happen, I'm gonna get a good degree, then that is, of course.
That's the hardest part, isn't it? Because you are the average of the five people you bother with.
Yeah.
So if you're dealing with people that smoke weed all day, drink all day, or not all day, but in the evenings, and people say, oh, come on, sack that assignment off, come on, let's go and raise and drink or whatever, you're gonna do it.
Yeah.
It's hard to say no in that environment, but if you can get that mentality and you can be strong with yourself, then you'll be the one laughing at the degree.
Definitely. And that's, so let's talk about some practical practical thing. If you're going to go to university, practical things you can do to really make the most of your experience, because I think that you can either go and really make the most of it, or you can go and just like piss it up the wall, basically.
Yeah.
So first thing I would say is exactly what you just touched on, which is surround yourself with the right kind of people.
Yeah.
That's so important.
Yeah.
Like, if you get in with the wrong kind of people at the beginning, who maybe they just don't share the same values as you, they're not going to the same places where you want to go, then that's already gonna, you become those people, right? You become the average of the people that you spend your most time with, especially at uni when everyone's like trying to fit in and trying to like make friends to begin with. Then if you fall in with like a poor crowd or a bad crowd at the start, then it's just not gonna work out for you. And sometimes that's tough, because like you might have a specific interest, like you might play football or something, and or whatever it is, and you find that the people who are on your team are not a good fit. Maybe they're not motivated, they're not ambitious, they don't want to go to the same kind of places where you want to go, and they're just there to piss about or whatever, which is fine, like have a bit of fun, but if they don't share the same values as you in the long term, then you're not going to make the most of the experience.
Yeah.
It should be a growth experience. It's like 3-4 years of your life where you should be growing, and you should come out of there ready to, because when you come out, you are like out there in the world, right? So you once you come out of university, you've got a couple of options. You can move back in with your parents and go and work in a cafe, because you fucked about the whole time and you hang around with the wrong people and you just got no motivation. Or you can use it as a springboard to launch yourself into a career, start a business, go into corporate, whatever it is. So it's like two kinds of people when they come out of university. There's like the people who just don't have that motivation, they've just got into bad habits over like the 3 or 4 years where they've been there. Or you get the people with the drive who just go on and start making things happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's funny, right? A lot of entrepreneurs see stuff that goes wrong at uni or challenges at uni, and they're the ones that often fix it. They come up with the ideas of how to solve a challenge. And the really good thing about surrounding yourself with people in uni is that you can literally walk down the hall or across the road and be like, yo, got this challenge or this problem I think we can help solve. And when you're in that sort of mindset, when it's, you know, you're not in any uniform, you're relaxed, you're in a room, you know, you can bounce ideas off each other. One guy I did bounce off a lot of ideas with, you know, made me want to get practically involved in business. One of the reasons why I got into business and marketing and sales, but further down the line didn't work out. But that's fine, because what I've learned from those days in uni all the way up to now and forever is always going to contribute towards my success. And like you said before, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing. So when you look back at, you know, for people who may be finishing uni now and looking back, you know, don't regret anything you haven't done or have done. It's meant to happen. Now that sounds a bit like, Scott, what about there? But but when you do look back when you're 25, right, I guarantee you, you look back and think, wow, that actually did happen for a reason. And, you know, you can't connect the dots looking forward, backwards. You can only connect them looking forwards. So super important to just remember why you're there, and just do your best. You can only do your best at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely. One other thing, I think, practical tip is don't go to uni and expect to get a job straight away when you come out. It's going to be tough, right? So even if you get like a really good degree, like a first, I got a first and I got out and couldn't get a job. Like everywhere I went, they were like, nah, we need 2 years experience. We need this experience for this. What experience do you have in this? And like every single job, they wanted some kind of experience. And then eventually I just settled on getting a job that was a good experience, really low wage, like 16 grand. and Scott knows because he joined this company as well. That's how we met. And took that.
We shouldn't have put us in the same room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you gotta just take whatever you can get, really. Like, I could have made more money working as a, as like a bin man or whatever. Like, I could have just got any kind of job and been making more than
that. They earn decent money, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
They're like 30 grand
a year. Yeah, they do. It's probably a bad example. Like. But, yeah, I mean...
But yeah, there are other jobs out there.
Yeah, it's like, what I'm trying to get at is it's going to be tough, right? You're going to come out and you're just going to have to take whatever you can get and then use that as a springboard for experience, because... You can't just walk out of uni, and some people do, they get like grad schemes or whatever, but you can't really walk out and just expect to be able to get like a 30 grand job there and then. Yeah. Like, just gonna have to get out, take what you can get, and then use that, because then that's your experience, right? It's putting into practice what you learn, if you did learn anything. I didn't really learn anything in uni. Did a marketing degree and couldn't tell you one thing that I learned. I can learn so much more from just reading books.
Yeah.
So again, don't go with the expectation you're gonna become some kind of genius. But when you come out, just take what you can get, launch yourself into it, and apply yourself. And you can get really, really good at something in a very short space of time if you go with that mentality.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I'd say that's my advice, really. Go if you're going for the educational purpose, then probably not the best. If you go for the networking. Depends where you go. If you go to a good university, you're going to meet some pretty cool people. If you go to a shit university, or
you're going to meet shit people.
Yeah, you're going to meet not as good people. and yeah, the decision has got to be made by yourself. Yeah. But always start with the end in mind, or at least where you want to get to within the 5-year period. Because if you go to university with the expectation of, oh, I'm going to be successful just because I went to university, then it really just miles off the mark, right? Yeah. It really is what you put into the experience, you will get out of it, but it's going to be a learning experience in more ways than one. And yeah, you're going to learn a lot about yourself more than anything.
Yeah. Besides that as well, right? Like, why would you want to spend 3 or 4 years at uni to go into a corporate job where you'll be paying tax for your ass? Like, if I came out of uni, I could set up my own business knowing the tax efficiencies.
Yeah.
It's no brainer. Yeah, I would have saved myself like 20, 30 grand already on top of what I've had to pay the government back for my loans. So I know in the past what you could do, you could actually, one thing you could have done is you actually go abroad, and then if you stay abroad for the 10 years, the loan gets wiped.
Yeah, fair.
But you guys have actually caught up now, all those government people. So can't do that anymore, unfortunately.
I didn't know that. I didn't need to do that.
You can actually stop that now, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would definitely avoid that. But yeah, guys, I mean, university is your choice. No one's going to force you into doing anything. If they are, they're not good people. What I would do, what my advice would be is, before your A-levels, I would just take a really long, hard think to myself. Go for a walk, sit down with some paper, get into a comfort zone, and just really think about what your strengths are, where you think they can be best placed, and who you can help during that time there. You can think to yourself, well, if I want to go into a marketing, sales, HR, finance, that is the best place to start. It's in the office. It's with people who are veterans. Get yourself acquainted with people who've been there and done that. And yeah, I think, but if you do want to move into that more technical area, like, you know, medical, for example, you know, mathematics, statisticians, take uni. But the choice is yours, and don't let anybody force you into making a decision you don't want to do. That's the best piece of advice I can give.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree with all of that. Yeah, well, if you're, you know, if you're deciding now that you, you know, you want to go to university, and you know, I hope this has helped your decision-making process. It is a big decision, so just make sure that it's the right time, and and don't be afraid to take a year and think about it. Like, that's it's completely fine to do as well. Like, you're not gonna like, most of the people there anyway are gonna be, probably a bit older anyway. Like, I know a lot of people take a couple years out or go back. There's like 30-year-olds in some of my lectures, so don't be afraid to take some time to think about it. If you don't think you're ready for the decision yet, don't be forced into it. But yeah, I mean, just make sure that you go in with what you want to achieve out of it, and yeah, just go out and get it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great way to round off, I think. Really
for
good
sure,
way to round off.
Sure.
So I will end this week.
Yes.
So thank you so much for watching. It's a real pleasure to have you listening or watching wherever you are in the world. As always, Cameron and myself are open all day, all night for questions, emails, anything to get your insights, and we can help you with stuff we've been through, things we're about to go through, and we just want to be able to create communities of you guys so we can talk to you more, learn more, and grow together. So on behalf of myself and Mr. Cameron Scott, we shall see you next week.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Squared podcast. As always, we want to hear from you. Reach out. You can find me on LinkedIn under Cameron Scott or on Instagram under the Cameron Scott _.
And you can find me, Scott Hennessy, on LinkedIn. So that's H-E-N-N-E-S-S-Y. And Instagram, Henster. So that's H-E-N-N-S-T-A _gram.
Now, what are these people going to want to do, Scott? I think they need to go and visit our website, right?
1,000,000%.
So go to our website, squaredsales.com, and you can find, firstly, a free guide on how to literally skyrocket your sales on LinkedIn. So this is the stuff that we use with our own business with clients to literally create six figures in revenue or more. And also, you can just get on our website, you can find our blog, you can read some really, really valuable articles that are going to help you in your business today. So reach out to us, come visit us, and we look forward to hearing from you.